Today at Quality Now, January 6th, happy birthday to me. It's over and we're off for another year. Hasn't ended yet. Wonderful birthday yesterday. And beautiful lunch at Princeville Sheraton. The entire group was like one family. Devotees from several countries. Really heartwarming and inspiring. And we talked to the beautiful gift that was given to me from Malaysia and Singapore. Six young men are having their Upanayana, they're becoming Brahmins, and they're beginning their Vedic training in Bangalore at the ashram. I already mentioned this, but I talked to each one of the boys. All six of them are my birthday gift from their families. And they, each mom and dad I talked to, and they say, he's all yours, Gurudeva. Take good care of him. They were born to be priests of the beautiful Irvine Temple. How did that happen? Well, before conception, the mothers and fathers prayed to Lord Shiva for a son, an outstanding soul, to be born and serve in our monasteries and in our temples. All six of them. This reminds me of the story of the Pleiades, when Lord Muruga was born into six young men, and goddess Parvati hugged them all together at one time. It became one body with six heads, 12 arms, called Shanmuganava. Those of you who are in our cyberspace worldwide community who understand these things will know all about this Puranic story. We want to thank each and every one for the lovely gifts of love and the beautiful cards that you sent. Mahalo, Nantri, merci, thank you very much. Today we had a beautiful breakfast, again with the same group, at another Sheraton hotel, closer to the Adinam. The beautiful dancer, the wife of Jody Senden, Basuki, danced for us, Bharatanatyam. It's really lovely. And the son and daughter of the Rajan family, Dave and Gayatri, sang for us beautiful Carnatic songs. Their voices blend so nice. Kailas and Shivani are real fine artists. They're very young, but they do oh so very well. And now for the message today. We want to tell you today that we have a wonderful year ahead, and we hope that some of you have followed the advice of summing up last year, the good and the not so good, and blending them together and making a positive plan for 1999. A vision of the future is nothing more than seeing the destination. Sometimes we get all mixed up in words. Vision means one thing to one person, means something to somebody else, but it's defining a destination. We're going to Alaska. We're going to install Lord Ganesha for a religious community in Anchorage. That's our vision. That's our destination. Then we make a plan. Because we have a purpose. And then with persistence and push, we will arrive there, and we want you all to join us on that big, big ship. We'll have 7 days, wonderful experiences together, storytelling. We're going to be teaching meditation in the Shum Chief language from its lexicon. It'll be a rare experience because I hadn't traveled or conducted one of these wonderful programs for over 3 years. usually when Himalayan Academy arranges a travel study program, we're traveling on a plane, we get off, go into a hotel, we unpack, we have a study program, we pack up again, go to another place over and over again, but this time, it's on a ship. Don't think you're going to get seasick. You won't. It is an enormous ship. It's like a little city. Passengers alone, number 1,200. And there's 500 crew just to take care of the passengers. And they're of a Balinese and Indonesian and Oriental descent. So therefore, we have all the time in the world to blend our energies together without the interference of buses and trains and hotels and lobbies, and you know the rest. So come on board. If you want information, go to questions, ask a question. We'll send you information, and our travel agency, who happens to be one of my devotees, will immediately get in touch with you. His name is Dakshinamurti. We're very happy to be together with you at Darshan time in Cyberspace Ashram today. And a special aloha to Durbasa, Isani, and their children. We love talking with you on the telephone today. And to mother and father and brothers of Ananta Kumar, he did arrive safe from Australia after a 3,000-mile flight. He looked great. And the first thing he said, let's go to work. I think he's telephoned you by now, letting you know that he's safe and happy with us at Kwarinam today.